What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and in order to be politically correct, I want no more than 10 people listening to the show today at any one time. The queue will be up because you can only be on for, you know, a short amount of time, 10 people, and that's it. What do you think of that plan, Tony? Isn't that a great progressive radio plan?
You are practicing safe talk.
I really am, and I'm not wearing my mask in the house, not in the house. Anyway, a lot of things to do today. The weather is really nice. I mean, what's today's forecast? 75 and sunny? Wow, it's probably the best day we've had all year long.
Absolutely.
And I was listening all morning, as I do every day, listening all morning, and there's that little hope in the air. However, there are some things that are troubling. Alabama? Was it Alabama, Bernie? You just told me. Yeah, I think it was Alabama. Yeah, Montgomery, Alabama, it has the fatality rate has doubled there. And so that's not good. Let's hope that these sort of things, and we mentioned how in France they opened some beaches and then they had to close them because of bad behavior. So we have some growing pains here, but we'll keep an eye on everything and see where it goes. Okay, I do my usual check-in with the guys, see what's happening. Anything unusual with you, Tony?
Nothing unusual. Last night I enjoyed an evening sitting in the backyard, just taking in the sounds of the neighborhood. It was quite relaxing.
That's nice. You know, sitting in your own yard or your own porch or your own patio or whatever, but outside is really nice, especially if you have the sound of crickets and things like that. It's very relaxing.
Or in my case, in my neighborhood, motorcycles revving their engines.
Oh, that's nice.
I could literally hear the sports bikes that are revving it up on LaSalle Expressway. Sound travels really well in my area. And, I mean, you could hear them wind through the gears.
Yeah, and you can tell what kind of a bike it is. Yep. by the exhaust note.
Right.
It's easy. When Cindy used to go to work in the morning, she would be 1 mile from the house because it's exactly 1 mile to that intersection, and I could hear it like she was in the garage with the engine. spinning at like 10,000 RPU. Mr. Beamer, Mr. Joseph Beamer, I know you're really caught up and excited about Korean baseball.
Oh, what a finish to the game this morning. You're talking the defending champions versus the Dinos, who are 11-1 this year. Now, the Dinos are losing 4-1 going into the eighth, but the Bears defense or bullpen, awful. A very Mets-esque of the bullpen. They give up 6 runs, and the Dinos win 7-4.
All right, let me ask you this. If we invited the Dinos to come to Buffalo and play our baseball team, who would win? We're AAA, right?
Yeah, we were talking about that this morning. I think, got a feeling our AAA teams are probably a little bit better than what you're seeing in Korean baseball.
So?
I think Japanese baseball is probably the closest to America. Maybe that's about it.
All right, so that might be fun to invite them here, especially if they had any free time. Bring them in. Have them play the Bisons. Well, that'd be cool.
Once this all is over, you know, with Americans not watching the KBO, I mean, it's really some of the only live sports next to NASCAR that's on right
and
now.
And horse racing.
I think you might see some of those teams come over here and play AA and AAA just for a little fun. Like, hey, you saw them on TV, and now see how they match up to the up-and-coming stars of the MLB.
Okay, and if my friend Don is listening, he and I used to go to the racetracks in Boston, Providence, and one in New Hampshire. They're having live coverage now. It's starting now for the season on Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon on various channels. It's hard to tell because they do one goofy thing. They start the horse racing coverage with one set of announcers and one channel. Then they switch over to another channel with different announcers. I've never seen anything like that in any kind of sports where they change teams. I mean, the teams are the same, but they change announcer and color analyst and stuff like that. Very strange.
That is weird.
Yeah, imagine if we did that. Okay, let's see. I start the show at 9. At 10:30, Tim Wenger comes in and takes over. Don't let him in. Lock the door, Tony. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBN. Okay, let's get rocking and rolling here this morning. The first question I have is pretty simple. Pretty simple. Would you fly today? Okay, say this afternoon you had a chance to, or you were asked to fly this afternoon, would you fly? First of all, it'll be a different experience, I can tell you that, if you're flying commercial. There's an article from the New York Times reprinted by Kelly Yamaguchi. Okay, there we go. And Kelly is saying how different flying is now than it has been. She says, they pass through airport terminals that feel like ghost towns, breeze through security checkpoints, stretch out on planes that are often half empty. Nearly all of the concessions when you get off the plane are closed. In Atlanta, where it is one of the busiest airports in the world, they're down to 90%. They are down to the concourse is down to 90%. In Atlanta, passenger counts are down 90%. Think of that like that. And I think it's like down 85% of flights. So you got very few flights going. The ones that are going are half full, less than half full most of the time, like a third full most of the counts say that. Bring your own lunch because you get a little plastic bag with a snack and a bottle of water. And that's that. That's all you get. Okay, don't think, well, I'll get it in the concourse just before I get it. No, no, no. The concourse, most of those are closed. So you don't get that. So you get off the plane, you go directly and get your luggage and go home. But basically, I'm asking if you would fly for the reason that right now, it might be okay if you have if there's a flight going to where you want to go, but as soon as they open that up, the spigot is going to be opened, and it's going to be a whole lot different. and it's going to be overcrowding and all that kind of stuff, and people sitting in the center seat. But for now, I'm just asking if you would fly, because a lot of people, even though the air is multi-filtered in an airplane, a lot of people still are spooked about getting on an airplane for such tight quarters. You can't easily be 6 feet away from another passenger. That's not possible. I don't think they could even fly like that. So I don't know where that is, but I'm asking if you would fly. The second question I have is, you remember when the reporter said to the president, "Mr. President, why do you insist on calling this virus the Chinese virus?" And the president, it was a wonderful moment. The president says, "Because it came from China." I love this. But to give you an idea how hard working our Congress is, there's a report today that Kamala Harris, who is a senator from California, has proposed a something from the Senate. Obviously, it's a resolution. She has passed a resolution to outlaw calling it the Chinese virus. Now, think about that. We send these people to Congress to look after the country. The economy's in the toilet, okay? You just heard there are nearly 40 million unemployed right now. And we don't have any idea when this thing is going to totally let up. All of these important things. People saying, I've been on the phone for 200 hours trying to get Social Security and this and that and the other thing and can't get it. And her idea of doing her job is to get a resolution passed to outlaw calling it the Chinese virus. Well, let me tell you something. Here's what I promise to do. I promise you I will do this. That if that resolution passes, every time I mention that virus, I'm not going to call it the COVID-19. I am going to call it the Chinese virus. Now, I haven't been calling it the Chinese virus. I've been calling it COVID-19 or Corona. But I will call it that, because that is to think that that is on the top of their list to stop calling something by a certain name. It shows you how vapid Congress is nowadays.
It comes
you
from
guys, do you
China.
Guys believe that?
That's why. It comes.
Hello. Yes, it
I was
is.
Just playing your clip for you.
Okay.
I just dug it up. Yeah, I am buying it because everything's PC. And don't forget, there's a big effort right now to back China, to take some of the heat off of China. You know, there's speculation of whether this politician is bought and paid for by China, Chinese
yeah.
interest. I mean, look at how much that they own as far as business goes. Their influence is pretty deep in this country.
Yeah, they hold a lot of our paper, I can tell you that right now. And they have some things that we need. They have some kind of different things that we need for our testing and everything else.
Medicines.
Yeah. But I'm asking, are you okay by calling it the Chinese virus or not? And also, yeah, they've kind of, we've been talking about the church issue and the church being in the fourth phase, the back phase, just ahead of bowling alleys or something, I'm not really sure, but not in a position of importance. It's in the last phase. Now they've said, well, you can have any kind of ceremony in the church as long as no more than 10 people are there. Well, that would tell me that if your church only has 10 people in there for a regular service, you should close the church and build a new one. However, you could do, I guess you could do a christening. You could do a bar mitzvah ceremony, maybe something like that. That requires very few people in the church. You could do that, but it's certainly you couldn't do a regular mass or any kind of a ceremony. So that's that. So I want your opinion on that. The 10 limit in church. Okay, here church is down to get this. It's down to the fourth phase before it even comes on. But what you can do now is only 10 people. And if you got 10 people at 6 feet apart in distance, you're going to need an Uber Lyft to get from one to the other. So I don't get that at all. All right, let me ask you guys. First of all, my guys, would you fly today?
You know, I guess I would if the proper precautions are taken. I don't feel somebody's right on top of me. I think it would be safe.
Okay, how about you, Buzzy? Would you fly?
Yes. If the Venetian was open, if Vegas was open right now, I would get the next flight to Las Vegas. Or, I don't know if you heard, there is a poker room in Florida that reopens today, and they are using antibacterial soap as the dealer chip, and I would fly right there.
Oh, wow, that's cool. Okay, either of you, one at a time here, offended by the term Chinese virus?
I'm not offended. I've been referring to it as the Wuhan virus for a while, so it's no big deal to me.
China, that's where China. It came from. Remember that. China. How about you, Buzzy?
I have no problem with people calling it the Chinese virus. The only reason I don't is because it takes too long to say.
Okay, got it. All right, and I think we can all agree that 10 people in church at one time maximum isn't very practical. Cuts it down to just small ceremonies, nothing like a full church deal. So I guess that's kind of like a waste of time. We'll be back with more of Beach & Company on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back with Beach & Company. Before we start with the Q&A here with the audience, I got to tell you this. We have two of the most beautiful cats ever, ever, ever. I know we're prejudiced to think that, but they're both females, they're both Bengals, and they're both beautiful, Lucy and Ethel. Lucy's the older one, and when we got Ethel as a kitten, Lucy used to push her around like all senior cats do, but now they get along great. And there is a period where they would chase each other up and down the posts and all kind of, that kind of stuff, because Bengals are very athletic and they're very active, all right? But lately, Ethel doesn't want to play as much as Lucy does. I mean, Lucy doesn't want to play as much as Ethel does. And so Ethel will come up and start to play with her, and she's, yeah, come on, get out of the way, kid. I want to take a nap. Lucy's in the, hey, that food looks really good. May I have another, please? And she's in, let's run around and jump and play. And so what we thought is it's possible we might like to get another Bengal, okay? So we called the breeder, and he said, what luck. He said, have a beautiful new kitten. How old is she, Bernie?
Three weeks.
She's 3 weeks old. He said, I'll send you a picture, okay? Oh, my God, is this cat beautiful. Now, the cat's too young right now, It still has to be with mama. But when this cat gets of age to travel, I think she's probably going to meet a new friend called Ethel and a new friend called Lucy. And we'll be a three Bengal household. Heaven help us, because they are very active cats. But they're also so beautiful. They really make our days here. Okay, the Minnesota Bishops are going to defy the state laws or suggestions or regulations or whatever you want to call them. They are going to have full masses. They're going to have full masses available to Catholics in Minnesota. The bishops have stood up to the government, and I'd like your opinion on that. Let's throw that in there because that's important. Minnesota, I'm writing it down. Minnesota defying the government. It'll be interesting to see where that goes. I can't imagine. I'd like your opinion, guys. I can't imagine the government coming and shutting down a church. Can you?
No. No, not in this country.
No.
It would be a very bad look for whatever politician or whatever state stepped in and said, you don't have a right to have this place of worship.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to lose your next election? That'd be a good way to do it.
Plus, another dangerous area is if any of those politicians ever go to confession. I can see. You say 1,200 acts of contrition, 110 Hail Marys. I can just see they'd be in there until their old age set in. But the bottom line is, I want to know your answer to this, too. How do you feel about the Minnesota bishops defying the government and saying they will celebrate Mass? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Mr. Joseph Beamer, get a couple from you before you start getting those calls logged in. What do you got on the Facebook?
Yeah, the first question, what we're talking about right there with the Minnesota churches, is it's the current policy of having a maximum of 10 people present at a religious service acceptable. Please explain. One thing I want to say before I get to the comments, I was at an establishment yesterday, an outdoor establishment, where there were more than 10 people present. So, and that was not a religious service.
Oh, yeah. I think that they're going to work the margins on this. But this is the Minnesota story is too upfront for them to work margins on. I do not see the government coming and locking the doors of any church. That would be not a good idea. Okay. What else do you have, Buzzy?
All right. Rick, who is a top fan on the Facebook page, says it's nonsense. Enforce distancing. Provide hand sanitizer or places to wash. Keep hands away from your face. If you have symptoms, any symptoms, stay away. Do this, and it doesn't matter if you have 10 or 100.
Well, first of all, okay, thank you, Buzzy. You can get some of those calls logged on now, because I'm sure once we added this Minnesota story, which just broke as far as we know, that the Minnesota Vikings, no, Minnesota Bishops have said we are going to, they didn't say it, but what they're doing is defying the government order not to say Mass there because it'd be more than 10 people. And they're going to say Mass. So I assume that they're taking proper precautions. And as I'm thinking about it, look at the church as a place of worship, of course. I heard the Reverend Purgeon on this morning describing it that way. And, of course, that's what it is. However, most churches are fairly big buildings. Just think of it as a building. Okay, they're fairly big buildings. They're bigger than most buildings until you get to Walmart size or anything like that. So you got plenty of room for separation. The aisles are, there they are. Aisle 1, aisle 2, aisle 3. And then seat 1, 2, 3. It's very easy to go every other aisle available and then every other seat available. So that in a Catholic Mass, there are times when you're on your knees and the person in front of you, if they're not on the kneeler, if they sit in the pew and do not kneel, you're right on top of them. I mean, you're inches away from them. So they would have, you'd have to skip a row. So, okay, so you go every other row and then every other seat. And that's a home run. You can still fit a lot of people in there because they're big buildings and they have a lot of seating capacity. So I don't see why they were put in that position in the first place. Now, in New York, of course, they're always taking the hard line on this, that, and the other thing when it comes to us. And so we'll see where they go. But right now, the rule says in New York, you can have a religious ceremony up to 10 people. So that's meant for christenings, bar mitzvahs, things like maybe even a small wedding, a really small wedding if it's in a church. And there's only, let's see, you got the bride, the groom, and two people that have to sign the documents. You got the person officiating. That's five right there. So you'd only have room for, okay, say you each have a mother and a father, Now you're to nine with no guests. You're at nine with no guests. So you might be able to invite somebody who is not married or whatever, and that could be the 10th person. But I also don't see the police in New York State going in there and counting, making sure that there's no more than 10 people in there. I don't see that happening. What would they do? What would they do if they went into a church and everybody had, the proper protection on, and the priest or the minister or the rabbi, whoever was officiating, was doing what they're supposed to be doing, and they got more than 10 people in there? I can't see a policeman walking up and saying, okay, which one of you is going to have to leave because you got too many people in here? I don't see that happening at all. Let's take a break on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. The latest story that we have is that the Minnesota bishops have decided to celebrate Mass against the wishes of the government. I'd like, if you're okay with that, I'm perfectly okay with it as long as they're as responsible as everybody else is regarding proper protection and distance spacing, social spacing, things like that. As long as they do that, I have no problem with it at all. And I'm sure they will, because they'll stand out as the first diocese that I know of that outwardly is defying the government. So I'm asking if you're okay with Minnesota bishops saying that they will celebrate Mass. Here in New York, churches are open as long as you have 10 or under people. Anything 10 or under, which would be a small gathering like a christening, something like that, but certainly not a Mass. I can't think of any Masses that would satisfy with just 10 people in the building. I'm also asking the Chinese virus. Are you okay with calling it that? I didn't just make this up. Kamala Harris has a resolution before Congress to make it wrong to call it that. Now, I don't know if this resolution passes. I don't know if it has any strength as far as the average person or a talk show host or a priest or anybody saying it. She doesn't want it to be available to people in government, I guess. And to think that that's the biggest problem that they have in Congress is that, is how we call a virus that originated in China. Whether it came directly from China or went to Europe first, it started in China, and everybody agrees on that. So I don't get what a waste of time, basically. And would you fly today? Come fly with me. Come fly. Let's fly away. So it's Frank Sinatra. But I don't know if Sinatra would fly. He probably would because he had his own plane. But if you were flying commercial, would you fly? They say it's a really weird experience because there's only 85% of the flights are actually in use right now. 90% of the passengers are down. You get on the airplane, you bring your own everything because all you'll get is a plastic bag with a snack and a bottle of water. That's it. When you get off the plane, you have to walk to the baggage compartment, and you'll find that all of the vendors, you know how many vendors there are in even the smallest airport, closed. The vendors are closed. And so then you go and get the bag. Hopefully that's there. But if it got lost, it would be a miracle because there won't be that many bags. That's about the only plus thing I can think of, is that they're, you know, oh, here's your flight. There's two bags on it. Yeah, I think that's mine. I'll take that, please. Thank you very much. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and *930. You can also text us at 30930. Mr. Beamer? I would like you to give us a couple of Facebooks, please.
Well, you know, Sandy, talking about defying the order for coronavirus, there was a gym in New Jersey that was featured on Fox earlier this week or late last week that defied the state coronavirus lockdown. Well, they were shut down by the New Jersey Health Department after remaining open for three to four days.
I saw that, and the two guys that were standing up for the club there, the gym, I would not want to mess with.
No.
They had major league arms, and that's what it would be. Yeah, they opened it, and the health department closed it. And I see today maybe it was a sign that they lost, but they were wearing long sleeves, so you could not tell that they had those major league guns. We'll take a break and return on the hilarious Beach and Company show on News Radio 930 WBEN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.